Now why to buy the ham and up? Bring you this month's 10 songs to try. Now why to buy to go. Now why to buy?
And welcome to February 2019's Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai.
Kia ora koutou, Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai for Tanguru, February, as Phil has just said. I'm Rob from Hamilton Underground Press.
I'm Ian from Hamilton Underground Press.
And I'm Phil from The Hum 106.7. Let's get into this month's top 10 countdown with number 10.
All right, so starting off countdown this week, we've got Beat Rhythm Fashion at number 10. So this was a band that was around in the early 80s and did some really cool singles back then. And yeah, kind of been on hiatus for a fair while. And frontman Dan Burchie passed away in 2011. And his brother Nino has sort of got this band going again. Is working with Carolyn Easter, who used to be in The Chills, and with Rob Mays from Falstaff Records as well. And so they've been recording, and this song at number 10 is Hard as Hell, the first single off their new album, which is actually a reworking of one of their old songs. Number 10, Beat Rhythm Fashion with their song Hard as Hell, who are on tour at the moment, or going to be on tour sometime around this time. Unfortunately, we couldn't get them to Hamilton.
We did try.
We did try.
Alas.
Number 9 on this month's Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai.
This week's month, number nine, is Karma, a track by Solo Ono. It's recorded live on Radioactive FM in Wellington, and it is the work of Frank Eggleton, who also plays in a number of other bands, Echo Beach, Kitten Tank, and Tidal Rave. Tidal Rave, of course, are playing at Future City Festival 2019.
Very cool.
Yes, yeah, can't wait to see them, actually. Yeah, yeah, this is Karma.
February's Tako Ngā Waiatapai, brought to you by The Hum 106.7 and Hamilton Underground Press. That was track 9 on this month's countdown, a live version of Karma by Solo Ono, recorded at Radioactive in Wellington. Solo Ono, a number of tracks on The Hum's playlist, but great to hear these live versions of them and a worthy inclusion in this month's countdown.
Yeah, so that track came off an EP from last year, although the original version of it, off their Rogue Planet EP, and that's yeah, nice live version, a good rendition.
Okay, on to number 8. This is from a member of one of the great New Zealand bands, part of the Dunedin Sound, certainly one of the greatest all-women bands, interestingly, Look Blue Go Purple. It is from Kathy Bull, who was a member, now known as Francisca Griffin. She has an album out.
The Spaces Between. Lovely warm keyboards on this one.
Yeah, very much something that appeals to me quite a great deal. Very lo-fi feel, lots of kind of Casio tones in there. Yeah, I like it. I've just been reading up a little bit. My influences, not mine, this is what I'm reading. My influences are numerous and change weekly, sometimes daily, guided by voices. I stopped reading there. That's got me. I'm on board.
This is Francisca Griffin with Rising Tide.
I found the way out of here. I just close my eyes, everything disappears. I close my eyes and I float away, float away. Storm is brewing, little by little. Be careful or the tide, it'll hit you. Storm is brewing, little by little. Be careful or the tide, it'll hit you. There's a woman, she's out on the lake, smiling and holding on to what she can't see. She is holding on to what will always be. Storm is brewing, little by little. Be careful or the tide, it'll hit you. Storm is brewing, little by little. Be careful or the tide, it'll hit you. When I was young, death was so hard. Now that I'm older, I can see my way. But this wind, it's blowing, and I am cold. I am cold. Storm is brewing, little by little. Be careful or the tide, it'll hit you. Storm is brewing, little by little. Be careful or the tide, it'll hit you. It'll hit you.
That was number 8 on this month's Tacona Wire to Pie. It was by Francisca Griffin, and it was a track called Rising Tide. Very cool. I do like those lo-fi vibes.
Now, you mentioned one of her influences, but I can hear a very strong influence, I think, there of sort of that, I guess some people would call it naivety in terms of sound, but of Mo Tucker, Maureen Tucker's solo work, Maureen Tucker from Velvet Underground. Real similarities there. In a charming sort of way.
Very much. Less is more and all that. Mm. There was a lot going on, though, but just done in quite an understated way. Like that a lot.
All right, so coming up, number 7, we've got Spectre Collective with a song called Cosmosis. This is a Wellington band. They call themselves a psych trio, which I think is probably a pretty apt description when you hear the song. One of the members from this one came from another band that almost made our top 10 this week, Mother's Dearest. But they sound completely different from one another. Mother's Dearest, I wrote down as being lo-fi dirge. This one here probably sounds a bit more sort of Pink Floyd-y.
Yeah, I think so. It's got very much a heavy psychedelia influence.
Yeah, kind of. Well, have a listen, see what I think. I think there's a Kraftwerk vibe in there. True. Which is, I think that's really neat, I have to say. Give your ears a treat.
Thank you.
With Te Kau Nga Waiatapai with the Hum 106.7 and Hamilton Underground Press, our monthly countdown of great new New Zealand music that is on the rotates at the Hum and on the playlists of Rob and Ian from Hamilton Underground Press. So that was Spectre Collective off their newly released, full-length release, Cosmosis, title track from Spectre Collective.
Coming up next, we've got a band called Yoke, which I'm not even sure it's a band, actually. I think it's just one person, one Wellingtonian, and he records under the name Yoke. This is a song called Angels Are Real and I Know Them, and I really like this track. I know, Phil, you took a little bit of time to get turned around on Yoke. You weren't so keen on them to start with, but I think they must have grown on you somewhat.
My entry into this was the fact that it is the shortest track we've ever played on this podcast. So I chose it thinking, oh, well, at least it'll be short. But actually, it's pretty cool. It's everything it needs to be.
I think like this track and some of the other tracks on this album, I think, sound quite like Girling stuff from off there when Young Terrorists Chase the Sun album.
But I really, really like this a lot, I have to say.
And some of the other songs on the album are quite different, but again, I just really enjoy them.
Same, and I love the title and the possibilities of what could be behind that title as well.
So this is Yoke with Angels Are Real and I Know Them. The top five for February's Te Kau Nga Waiatapai.
And number five is a band that we've played once or twice before on this program. It's one of our favourites. It's World Series Christchurch band.
I'm pretty sure we'll be playing a lot more of them too, because they have an album in the works.
Much excite for that. This is a track that didn't make it onto the last EP, Stately and Befrothed, but it is a fantastic track nonetheless.
So it's from those sessions.
It's 3 minutes 20, which is quite a long song for them. It's called T.Y. Duncan.
Side.
T.Y. Duncan by World Series, number 5 on this month's Takona Waiata Pai. While that was playing and I was enjoying that track, I was trying to wonder what T.Y. might stand for. T.Y. Duncan, I don't know. Presumably thank you, but maybe something like, I don't know. What do you reckon?
Terrible youth.
Terrible youth, Duncan. He's a terrible fella. It could be.
Toyota Yaris.
A Toyota Yaris called Duncan. That's the sort of thing my mum does. She gives a car's names. I was wondering if it's a euphemism for an enormous drinking session, and it was a 3-year Duncan. You remember that time we did a 3-year Duncan?
All right, so that was number 5. Interestingly, that World Series track, lead vocals by Adam Hathaway of Adam Hathaway and the Haunters, who has now rejoined World Series.
There you go. How many people are in this Christchurch scene? I get the feeling it's like 7, but they've got about 52 bands.
Ben Woods is in World Series as well, who's done some solo stuff.
And is playing at Future City 2019. Whoa. Nice link, yes. Phil.
Yes.
On brand.
So that World Series track, I think what I love most about that is that they give space for the instrumentation. There's long, drawn-out instrumental passages, sort of like Grateful Dead, really.
I don't know a lot of Grateful Dead. I feel I should.
Neither do I.
No, you fibber.
but long, I mean, didn't they do like 6-hour-long improv jams on one song?
I would imagine they're still going, to be honest, if rumours are true.
But
I agree, yeah, it was cool.
Okay, another analogy. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Great bands are like that just jam on something, and you have these extended instrumental passages that just take on a life of their own. Elements of that in that track, which I loved.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, World Series, always welcome on our top 10.
Don't get stuck listening to this over summer. Take The Hum with you. Our new app is available right now, bringing you 100% cool Waikato and New Zealand music. The Hum app. Get it now from Google Play and Apple's App Store. The Hum app, because mainstream sucks.
All right, so related to that, we've got Adam Hathaway up next, a member of World Series, with his band Adam Hathaway and the Haunters, with a song called Interstate.
Played in Hamilton recently, and this is a band that I also love. Really, really great album, a lot of airplay on The Hum. I think the thing I like about this band is that they give space for the instruments and jam on things, kind of like, I don't know, the Grateful Dead. And those instrumental passages take on a life of their own. Anyway, this is Adam Hathaway and the Haunters with Interstate.
Thank you.
that was number four on this month's Tako Nā Waiatapai, the very fabulous Adam Hathaway and the Haunters with Interstate.
Number three, Negative Nancy's with a song called Candy Milk.
Actually released back in November, but didn't hit my radar in time. So here it is in February's Tako Nā Waiatapai. Dunedin's finest anxious poker punk alt fizz subversive fun time fantasy Negative Nancy's from Dunedin.
You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. You taste like candy milk ice cream drink, candy milk ice. Candy milk ice cream drink,
three on Tako Nā Waiatapai, Dunedin's Negative Nancy's, a band that quite discordant, really no elements of Grateful Dead in that one.
No space for whatever you were on about earlier, right, but it's cool though.
I enjoyed that.
2 minutes and 22 seconds long, so I had my feet off the floor the whole time.
That song title makes my teeth hurt. Candy milk. See what I wrote? A bit jarring is what I wrote. Don't like the band name. Negative Nancy's.
Don't be a Negative Nancy, Ian.
Time for number two. Out of Auckland from Power Tool Records, they are called The Fuzzies, alternative pop band with more hooks than a chili barb.
A chili barb?
Thank you.
Cool, that was number two on this month's Takona Wire to Pie. That was the Fuzzies with a song called Song to the Siren.
Very appropriately named, I think. Nice warm, lots of fuzz in that song.
Yes, no sirens, though, as such.
And that's a song that many listeners may recall from, I think, the early 90s, it would have been, done by This Mortal Coil.
Oh,
Song
really?
To the Siren.
I did wonder that. When I googled Song to the Siren, it got a lot of hits from a lot of bands. It seems like a lot of bands have called...
It is, in fact, a song by the more talented of the father-son Buckley family, Jeff Buckley's father, Tim Buckley. Really wonderful Tim Buckley song.
Here I am, waiting to hold you.
So that was Auckland band The Fuzzies' interpretation of their track Ridicule, number two on this month's Te Kona Waiatapai. So let's review numbers 10 through 2 on February's Te Kona Waiatapai. At number 10, Wellington's Beat Rhythm Fashion with Hard as Hell.
Number 9, we had Solo Ono with the song Karma, a live version of that.
Number 8 was Francesca Griffin and a song called Rising Tide.
In at 7, Spectre Collective with the title track of their new release, Cosmosis.
Number 6, we had Yoke with Angels Are Real and I Know Them.
Number 5 was World Series and a track called T.Y. Duncan.
The fantastic Adam Hathaway and the Haunters in at 4 with Interstate.
Number 3, Negative Nancy's with Candy Milk.
Number 2 was The Fuzzies and Song to the Siren.
Which takes us to the number 1 slot for February's Te Kona Waiatapai.
So number 1, we've got, well, my favourite track on the whole top 10, I think. I really like this one.
That's how it should work.
Yes, it should work like that. Phased on a Pony with a song called Natural Toast.
Natural toast for my natural heart.
And that was the top position in this month's Hamilton Underground Press and the Hum 106.7 Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai, a monthly countdown of cool new New Zealand music on air at the Hum. Phased on a Pony out of Dunedin.
Very, very nice. I like that. It's the first song from their debut EP, That's How the Light Gets In. And, you know, we can make, you know, sort of say what we think the influences are there or what they sound like.
Stephen Malkmus.
Yeah, Pavement. I think we want to avoid making comparisons like that, but I think it's impossible not to on that track, I think.
It's a good thing. We say it with love.
I'm going home to download that. I've got to admit, that's the first time I've heard it for various reasons, and that is really, really cool.
Fantastic, yeah. Very nice. A worthy number one. I think we're in agreement there.
Absolutely.
Some kind of California West Coast vibes as well in there. I've said vibes twice on this show and I'm disgusted with myself. Sorry, everyone.
So, and you were talking about the Grateful Dead. I think this has been a fabulous top 10 this month.
Yeah, we're up and running again for 2019. It's lovely to be back, everyone.
That's it for Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai. Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Send us your music. We want all your new music, even if you know someone's in a band and they don't want to do it because they're a bit like, oh, I don't want to send my music. See, I'll send it for you and then just do it.
You can message The Hum 106.7 on Facebook or email thehum@freefm.org.nz. Ciao.
Kia ora.
Bye-bye.
Ngā Waiatapai, The Hum and Hub bring you this month's 10 songs to try. Ngā Waiatapai, Te Kau, Ngā Waiatapai. Te Kau, Ngā Waiatapai.